A lifelong resident of Williamson County, who's been writing since high school, has written a new book dealing with coping with the death of a family member. And in his new novel, titled Shelterland, author Jesse Mitchell introduces us to Warren and the unique way that Warren deals with a tragedy.
I was watching a NOVA special a few years back about the moons around Jupiter and Saturn, and they talked about the different possibilities for life on the planets, on the moons. And so this just struck me, for some reason, I became obsessed with it, like the idea that there could be some sort of life there. And somehow or another, it turned into this story about this lonely man named Warren Kasser, who's dealing with the death of his brother in his real life. And either he has, like, hallucinations, these Walter J. Mitty moments or whatever, you know, Secret Life of Walter J. Mitty moments, where he's imagined himself far in the future on this, like, this facility on Enceladus, where they, like, not only have life, but they have the ability to replicate experiences. And that's how, you know, the best way to, like, I don't know, prepare people for a life or with wisdom and things like that. So he's going through grief, I guess, because of his brother's death, dealing with his sister-in-law, this one conversation throughout the entire book, and the entire time he's having these moments where he's going through, I don't know, they seem extraordinary, but they're not. They're just normal experiences that people would be having.
Yeah. He's coming into this building, and it almost seems like a research laboratory, and this doctor, you know, makes him put on these, it's almost like virtual reality, and I can't stop reading, because where's this going? That's a good way to start, but it's also kind of scary, right?
Yeah, I try to make it a little of unsettling sometimes at times, so, you know, I think that helps the reader get my point, I think, yeah. It's a lot of fun to write, actually. It was fun to write this book because there were times when I really love sci-fi, and I really have never written sci-fi before. I've written a lot of things. It's all basically literary fiction. And I just let my imagination go, like, into this, I don't know, almost Terry Gilliam kind of movie, kind of, like, frame of mind. That's what I was thinking of when I wrote it. You know, just let my imagination go in this, like, crazy, kind of bizarre sci-fi way. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
How did it come to you? Were you just walking around one day and this character popped into your head and you put him in this place, or was it a slow progression to come up with this?
It was actually just like you said at the beginning. I was it was a sunny day. It was summertime. It was May or June. I was cooking outside for my kids, and it was a really sunny day. I was looking up at the clouds, and I live by a cornfield, so there was like sun kind of dappling through the cornfield too. And something about it just struck me. I'm like, what must it be like, you know, to kind of feel this way all the time? And that's where the embryo, the genesis of, I guess, Warren as a character came from, because that's kind of the way that I see how he feels, you know, like alone, but kind of like sunshiny all the time. But also he's dealing with a lot of, like, you know, uncertainty and grief in his life. And that's where he formed just that one day, yeah. And then I just started writing.
And one passage at the beginning that really, you did a good job drawing a good visual picture. They came upon the large, gigantic glass wall, and Warren comes up to him and he touches it, and I'm reading here, and suddenly dozens of smoky wisps shot toward the surface of the glass like fish in an aquarium. And what does he... Well, I'll let you finish that. What are those things?
Well, they're like souls, aren't they? They're like the things that they're, I guess that's the one place where I did talk about, like, before they become Warren as he is. Those are the embryos, the souls of the people that can become actual, like, living beings. That's the reason I put the Sheen symbol on it, the Hebrew symbol from the Golem of Prague story.
Okay,
it's like life right there.
When you were young and first started writing, I assume you began writing because you were also reading traditional books. Who were some of your authors that you enjoyed reading and probably still do?
Oh, Kurt Vonnegut and Virginia Woolf are at the top of my list all the time. I mean, I they've stayed with me even when I was a young kid. Those are my favorites. Definitely. I like Douglas Adams a lot.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy,
Yeah, that's some of my favorite stuff, too. So things like that. Obviously, with the Virginia Woolf, I read a lot of James Joyce and, like, the modernists and stuff like that. So I was a big fan of sci-fi and modernism growing up. I still am.
That was Southern Illinois native Jesse Mitchell talking about his new book, Shelterland, which comes out on July the 10th by the publisher West Vine Press. I'm Kevin Boucher.